Before Vulcan, like all the legions, the salamanders had hailed from Terra. The very fact that there were so few Terran salamanders left alive was testament to how close the 18th had come to destruction. Being reunited with their Primarch had saved them, and with the hardy people of Nocturne already students of Vulcan's teachings, it was not long before the salamanders saw their numbers swell again. Numion was a Terran by birth, like all the Pyre Guard. They were the few, the chosen, and they remembered well the disaster that had very nearly befallen them. How easily their legacy could have ended short, like the others of whom no one now spoke. "I saved you because in you I saw a great potential. My father knew I was the perfect son to temper this legion and forge it strong again. So then, be assured that there is no better time to reflect than when we strike our oaths and brand them into flesh before battle, Artellus. Temperance in the face of war is not only prudent, it also saves lives. To my mind, it is a practice my brother Ferus would benefit from greatly."
Vulcan's gaze was suddenly far away, as if remembering. Numion frowned.
"Did all not go well aboard the Ferum? I understand a plan of attack was being devised."
"It was." Vulcan returned his gaze to the Pyre captain. To Numion, he looked almost regretful. Vulcan went on. "The Gorgon had always been volatile, but the words he spoke against Fulgrim aboard the Ferum were embittered and wrathful. Like the magma which churns below the surface of both our worlds, Ferus is on the brink of violent eruption."
"His anger is justified," Numion asserted. "Former allies or not, this rebellion must be stopped."
"Yes, it must. But I fear Ferus's collar bodes ill for what is to come," said Vulcan. "He isn't thinking clearly and acts rashly out of anger. Corvus felt it too, I'm certain. But the Raven Lord conceals his emotions as carefully as his presence. He said nothing of his own misgivings during our brother's impassioned briefing."
Vulcan sighed, a weariness affecting him.
"To rush in against a foe like Horus, it smacks of madness and rage."
Numion's brow furrowed.
"Madness?"
Vulcan slowly shook his head. "To even think of Horus as an enemy seems like insanity. Rebellion, it is said, and not the sons of Horus alone, but three other formerly loyal legions as well. I apologize for my candor, Artellus. You should not have to shoulder these burdens. They are mine to bear alone. But what other word is there for it except madness?"
Numion was at a loss to answer at first.
It would not be long before the bombardment began and the Legion embarked on dropcraft for an immediate aggressive ground deployment. If it was madness, they'd come too far to turn back from it now.
"I can think of no other word. Yet what else can we do but follow Lord Ferus into battle? Here is where we will end it. 7 legions against his 4. Lord Horus will be brought to heel and made to answer for his sedition."
Vulcan laughed, but it was a sad sound, bereft of humor. "You remind me of Ferus. Such belligerence."
"How else do we meet our enemies but thusly?"
Numion asked.
Vulcan considered that before lowering his gaze again.
"Do you see this?"
he said, gesturing to a hammer cradled in his gauntleted grasp. The Primarch did not grip the weapon. Rather, he allowed it to rest, his fingers barely wrapped around the haft and neck.
"Magnificent,"
said Numion, confused as to his lord's meaning. The warhammer had an immense double head. Each head was based on 3 square wedges, rotated at angles to produce an almost flanged finish. Bisected by a long metal haft, cross-hatched at the handle, and ending in a gem-studded pommel, the weapon's killing end looked weighty, but Vulcan held it like it was nothing. Ostensibly, it was a master-crafted and much-upgraded thunderhammer, possessing both a power generator at the top of the haft and another device Numion did not recognize just below it. "It rivals Thunderhead," Vulcan told him, gently turning the hammer around in his loose grip. "It wasn't intended as a replacement. It was meant as a gift. And even now, as we follow in the wake of my brother's tempest, I'm struck by the import of the decision in holding on to it."
"A gift," said Numion, fighting the sense of unease growing within him. "For whom?
You have always served loyally and faithfully as my equerry, Artellus. I trust your counsel. I would have it now." Numion thumped his fist against his breastplate in crisp salute.
"You honor me, my lord. I am yours to command."